You should have seen it. It was like 15 inches long.
You are listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, recorded in March 2006. This is show number one. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Free. Come on, are you gonna make me do that whole thing again? That was genius.
Well, I can't laugh during the introduction.
I'm Chris Free. I'm here with Brian Hodda.
We're old ladies.
And Stephen Wishnack.
President Wishnack. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's a three-man show.
It's really a one-man show.
Yeah, how's your one-man show going now, you jackass? All right.
It's gonna be like that.
Alright, so what's your topic, Stephen? Because I didn't plan anything.
I'm not Stephen. Seriously, if we're going to start this, I'm President.
Wishnack. So, just President or President Wishnack?
President Wishnack in all caps, always.
So I got to talk to you in caps?
Yeah, and if you start the sentence, you know, you like start a sentence with like capital P, and then, because it's the beginning of the sentence.
Yeah.
I want it in the font size bigger. To let you know that it's not just because it's the first word of the sentence, but because it's always in capitals.
But you know, when I talk, I'm very casual, and it's just, all lowercase. You know,
just kind of, just add a little bit of, you know, to it.
What the hell is that?
Well, I think I know what he's talking about. He knows. Brian knows. That's right.
All right. So, dude, I'm your friend. I gotta call you President Wishnack.
Yeah, you gotta say it with some hanger but dagger but that. President Wishnack.
All right.
You can change your name to whatever you want. You know.
I like my name, it's just that everyone else happens to like it also.
Can I have my name be the Wang Master? Yeah, hey, I think we could do that. I'm down. Are you down, Chris? I mean, we can like...
So...
We got President Wishnack, the Wang Master, and Chris.
Chris Ree.
Okay.
Just because there's like so many Chris's, but you know...
That's what I'm saying, there's so many Stevens. That's why I'm President. How many... There's probably still like three Chris Rees. But how many President Wishnacks are there? One.
Well, to be honest, I know a couple Wing Masters. Fuck. Alright. So even though I'm like your co-host, you guys are going to make me call you President Wishnack and the Wing Master?
Well, I just, you know, can't like, with a name like that, I can't be cutting breaks for anyone.
But I'm not anyone.
I'm willing to trade. If you want to call yourself something, I will call you by it. And, you know, I'm calling Brian the Wang Master now. Thank you. All right. You're welcome.
So on our business card, it's going to say President Wishnack.
In caps.
Instead of your name.
Well, that is my name. Going to say you're the Wang Master, you know? Don't be forgetting it.
Then I'm going to look ridiculous.
Well, you're the one who wants to
go. Do you know how crazy that is? That you guys have President Wishnack and the Wang Master on your business card, and I turn out looking ridiculous?
Yeah, what can I say? I think we should, we got some people who called and wanted
what we did was, pretty much the past week, we've been soliciting people to call us and ask us any question they want. You should ask us a question too. Call us at 206-339-STOP.
And it's not 206-399-STOP. I shouldn't even be saying that because it's probably just going to make it more confusing, but that's the number that it's not.
Yeah.
It is not 399-STOP.
It's 339-STOP.
Don't get it confused with 206-399-STOP because that's not what it is.
Yeah, we might have had more calls if Stephen didn't give out the wrong number. But we got a couple, so we're gonna start answering them right now. And you should ask your question too, because
you know you're curious.
All right, here we go. First question.
Hi. Yeah, I need suggestions on how to get guys to stop liking me, because guys that I'm not even remotely attracted to tend to like me, and I need that to stop, and they tend to be nice guys, so being a bitch makes me feel bad, and I need alternate suggestions. Okay, bye.
I think she sounds like a bitch.
But she's trying not to sound like a bitch.
That's great, Brett. Weighing Master. That's great.
You know what you should do if you want to get someone to stop liking you? Call him the Weighing Master. Because
if you call back and leave this guy's number, I will personally threaten him.
Well, that would work too. 206-339-STOP. Yeah. Steven will threaten him on the show,
I President guess. Wishnack will threaten him. But, no, seriously. No jokes.
Yeah, you know, we're all about jokes here, but not right now, we're serious.
When it comes to threatening guys that like girls that like to call us, we're serious.
Yeah, and it works. Trust me.
Well, I think we solved her problems, so...
I'll solve her problems. That's disgusting.
Well, that's, I think you're the kind of guy that she's trying to get rid of. That's probably how you came up with the Weighing Master.
You know what? I know this is really inappropriate, but I gotta take a crap, man. I'm not even kidding, okay? I thought about it. I was like, I could try and go for the rest of the show without taking this crap, but I can't. It's in my stomach, and it's rumbling, and it's not because I'm hungry.
You knew how long we were going to record.
I know. I thought I got it. You should have seen it. It was like 15 inches long. It left the poo streak in your toilet. But I've got more. I know, that's why I'm saying you should have seen it. I mean, by the looks of it, I thought I was definitely done. I swear to God, I didn't do this on purpose.
Our first show, and you're going to take a crap.
Hey, we could just stop tape. It's cool, you got the Weighing Master.
No, Brian and I will wait. We'll wait.
Do,
okay.
Do what you're going to do. Okay?
Dude, he's going. This isn't a joke.
Hey, where are you going?
He locked the door and the fan is on.
Well, at least he's being considerate.
Alright, Brian, let's just take a break.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah? Seem a little too peppy there.
You gotta see. I just lost like 15 pounds, man. Did I have a good one? I had a great one. I was spraying wet cornflakes.
Dude, come on.
Some of it got on your wall, I'm sorry.
Alright, do you want to answer another question?
We should just kind of like this show, you know, being our first one, dedicate to answering some questions, have a couple laughs in between, and yes, that's all I got.
So the answer is yes, we should answer another question.
Yes, we should.
Alright, here we go.
I heard this is a hotline, you can ask whatever you want. And as you can tell, my phone's pretty fucked up, because so that's probably why you can't hear me. And it's because I still do on the phone while I was very drunk. And obviously I don't remember any of this. It's got me to thinking, what happened when you think about it and don't remember it? And this could lead to pretty dangerous situations. And I was thinking, you know, this could be pretty bad if I get really wasted one night, I don't remember anything, and you start going around the city, and a friend tells you later that you're fucked your cop's horse from behind. You know, a cop is just sitting and not looking, and you kind of gave the horse a little nudge, and the cop never found out about it. And you, know, you could do some pretty fucking stuff yourself when you're drunk, and you don't even know the next day. But I just had that in mind. I said, throw that out, so not that I would do anything like that. Yeah, okay. This is Area Weinberger, by the way. That's my name.
That's not even a question. And he left his full name.
So what was like
this? He said, you know how when you get really wasted, you forget things. Well, hypothetically, what if you found a horse? Specifically a cop's horse.
Yeah.
Fucked it in the butt. And the cop didn't notice, and so he didn't give you a ticket. So the next day, you didn't even know it happened. And you just went on with your life not knowing that you had anal sex with a horse.
a cop's horse.
I think the horse would have a say in that, you know? Like, it would probably try and do something. Yeah. I don't really know a lot about horses, but...
And how would the cop not see, like... He happens to be riding the horse, and you can't look behind him and see that you're fucking the horse.
But, okay, I think...
It is a question. It's just...
If we extract the question part of that interesting story there, I think it was basically what happens when you get really drunk and you don't remember things.
So you take out the specific of...
Yeah.
Of doing...
You know, because a great example, if it were in an essay and I were a teacher, I would have... Giving it a, I don't know.
All right, so let's answer that question then. I mean,
you know, about 75% of my life goes unremembered. I haven't had a problem yet.
So you might have forgotten that you fucked a cop horse in the ass.
Hey, it's all in good fun. You know, I think if you say things like that, we're gonna have to change it to, like, you know, I mean, you can't be the weighing master if you're using your weighing in that manner.
Yeah, you can be the horse master, I guess, but I mean, the headless horseman.
Okay.
I know, it's brilliant.
But on the topic of not remembering things and being drunk, I'm gonna take all of you in. Into my life right now, tell you an intimate story. The day was December 22nd, my birthday of President Wishnack. I'm having muddy alleyway sex with my girlfriend. We're doing it doggy style, you know, just trying to paint the picture here, not trying to get dirty. But, you know, we're doing it doggy style and,
or horse style, as it's known to Ariel.
Seriously. All right, but so we're doing it. I finished in 42 seconds flat, and I asked her, you know, I whispered one of the most romantic things I've ever whispered into a girl's ear, and that was, do you want to do it anal next time? And I don't remember what happened after that, but... I do remember also later in that night, you know, I realized that I was in love with her, for real, no joke. And I wanted to tell her, but I didn't want it to be wasted while I was drunk, you know? I didn't want to, like, say these emotional things with the help of alcohol, because then it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And I think you ladies can respect that. And, so, you know, I told her that I really, really, really liked her, almost in a manner of liking her more than the word like. And I think that might have been going a little too, I don't know, I'm not very good at hints.
Then it just sounds like you were trying to say you love her.
Yeah, no.
You're too drunk.
But hey, I had my reasons. Anyway, the next morning, I wake up wasted and there's mud on me, which is fine. But, you know, we're talking and she basically asked me what I said yesterday. Did I mean it? Was I serious? And, man, I gotta tell you, you know, to be put in a situation where you're not sure if your girlfriend wants to know if you're serious about having anal sex or serious about the fact that you're in love with her, that, it's another world, man. I had to dance around that topic, like, all day, because I didn't want to be like, no, that's disgusting. I was just drunk, and have it be that she was asking if I loved her.
How did you dance around it all day? You spent a day with her?
Well, I had court, because, you know, I had good court early in the morning.
All
right. Bastards make me do it right after my 20th birthday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's that period of time. And the whole time I was in court, you know, the judge is calling everyone up, and I'm sitting there like, did she mean butt sex? Was she talking about God? And, I don't know, like, towards the end of the day, I just kind of, you know, she asked me again, like, were you serious about last night? And I was like, well, I was drunk, but, you know, there was a lot of things that I said. A lot of them I meant, some of them I didn't. And she just kind of, like, didn't take that answer, you know, and was like, well, but we were talking about something very serious, and, you know, did you mean it or were you just drunk? I was like, could you,
Give me the first five words of the question.
What face was I making? Did I have like a growling face? Because then I know what the answer is. But yeah, you know, more or less, I figured out that I was never going to find what she was talking about, and I ended up just asking her straight out, are you talking about us having anal sex? And you know what? I know, because I'm thinking about it, and I should have asked her, I should have told her that I loved her, because then it would have just solved both problems right there, and I wouldn't have had to have talked about anal sex. And yeah, it turned out she was talking about the love thing, so I'm retarded. But yeah, so you know, on the topic of, that's one more reason, that's a very personal, but one more reason why you don't want to get wasted to the point where you can't remember things, and you know, if you're going to do that, make sure you don't mix up love and anal sex.
Well, I mean, you know, if you really think about it, they're the same.
That's true, it's true, he's absolutely right, this is the first right thing I've heard him say tonight.
Well, it's great, because I haven't heard you say one right thing tonight. Alright, I hope that helped solve your problem, Ariel.
If you're going to do horses in the ass, though, you want to wear a condom.
Hey, thanks for checking out part one of our first show. You know, we actually recorded more than we thought we should give out at once, and everything was too genius to cut out, so we're geniusly splitting up our first genius show into multiple genius parts of geniusness. And the second part of show one will be out very soon, so don't forget anything we said, because the next part's going to start right where we left off. Hey, thanks again for listening, and if you got a genius question that only geniuses can geniusly answer with our genius-like genius, give us a call, 206-339-STOP, or email us podcast@stoptape.com. Genius!